7.58A0102122042112 Audio. Today's topic, the dimensions of the SSV. The International Space Station, the ISS, was developed thanks to the Space Shuttle. The diameter of several modules is around 4 meters. The ISS personnel and I have something in common, camping. To give you an idea, while walking down the street or in another place, try to find a canoe. The dimensions for a two-person canoe will vary roughly between 12 and 18 feet. For a river canoe, I personally use a 16-foot canoe, or a little over 5 meters. 1 meter longer than some space modules. To give you an even more precise idea, imagine this canoe with insulation along the length, and a little extra furniture. What's left? Little space for mobility, and storage of materials and other necessities for life. This is not a criticism, just an observation. Compromises were probably necessary for the construction, and you and I were not involved. I am afraid of the discussions aimed at the compromises that were made for this almost unimaginable space success. I have decided to move forward anyway. The proposed idea is simple, to use the modules as part of the rocket. The 4 or 4.2 meters of the ISS should be largely exceeded, if possible, and opens the door to larger diameters. Saturn V has some diameters that can go up to 10 meters. That is a little more than 2 times our 4.2 meters. I think we should aim even higher. Towards 15 or 20 meters. The machine that I imagine will have to move in total autonomy to other planets and offer a suitable living space for trips of this type. I use this word, suitable, in the broad sense of the term. This word embodies safety in every way you can imagine. On my little sketch, don't look for the emergency vehicles, because you won't see them. They are inside the modules and there are 2 of them. Do you have any memories of the Apollo program's LEM? I think I also solved the environmental problem of the fuel tanks of the rocket module. BADAMA from PMI. How? More than one tank, and diameters not exceeding 4 meters. The return of these tanks could be done thanks to the American Space Shuttle. Yes, I believe that this is possible. Larger dimensions than the ISS offer an increase in safety in all aspects of the term. Artificial gravity, thermal inertia, thickness of the insulation, life expectancy in the event of a major failure, B solutions, and longevity of the investment. Those who are not afraid of space have no business in this area. By writing this, I open the door to criticism, but it will not change anything. Like electricity, I continue to be afraid, and it will not change. This text is not an empty shell, because it allows the orientation of research and the prioritization of stage targets. Module rockets must be developed. The work carried out in space will not be eliminated, however, according to my conception, it will be better directed. To what extent is it possible to make the modules autonomous before their launches into space? The ISS already has this answer. On the other hand, I believe I have found the solution for larger volumes and a realistic construction of space works. That's it. That's all for this part. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping. This December 3, 2024.